Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Yudches, Sota 18a, pagination is 35. About midway on the page, the first words on the line are Bereira Teku, and then we begin. Boi Rava asked the following question. Hishka, if they gave the sota woman to drink in the following way, besiv, using plant material like a reed, or the Aruch says perhaps like a sponge, that they sponged up the water and then she sucked it from the sponge, mahu, what would the halacha be? Is that satisfying the pasuk's requirement of vehishka es ha'isha, that they gave the woman to drink, described in Parshas Naso, Perek Hei, Pasuk Chaf Dalid? Or is that not satisfying that requirement to drink? Likewise, b'shefoferes mahu, if they used a straw and she sucked it up using the straw, is that considered an act of drinking? Beautiful. Rashi over here, Rashi says regarding sieve, the way he understood it, it could be he held that these two cases were just listed as one. Chalul kederech shatinokos shosin. A sieve chalul, a hollow reed that's used the way the children drink. The children drink, apparently, like a straw that we have today. Is that called drinking in a ritual sense, in a sense of satisfying v'hishka es ha'isha? Derech shesia bekach, or ein derech shesia bekach, is that called the way of drinking, teku? And the Gemara says, let it stand as a question, we don't have a resolution for it. This topic opens up a fascinating part of Talmudic literature regarding unusual ways of eating or drinking something, particularly if it's wrapped in some way as it goes into the mouth, or more importantly, it's not an act of vihishka like over here, but by kosher or non-kosher foods, how it gets swallowed. There's a Gemara in Pesachim, for example, that someone wrapped matzah and maror in a wrapping, karchan besiv uval'on, and he swallowed it like that in the wrapping. Did he fulfill his mitzvah of matzah and maror? Similar question can be asked regarding non-kosher food. If a person has to eat it for medical reasons, can wrapping the item accomplish that he's not considered eating it, so that when he swallows it, it's going down without being considered eaten? There is a fascinating tshuva in which one of the poskim, after discussing gel caps, which are often derived by questionable animal products, so after he explains reasons for justifying swallowing such capsules, which we'll discuss in a moment, but he writes that if you want to be mema'it the suffix, if you want to diminish the concern, you could yichruch b'niyor dak, you could wrap it in a little bit of tissue, a little bit of thin paper, in order that when the person swallows it, it's wrapped, similar to the wrapping that we're discussing over here, particularly by the case of matzah, sieve, that they used some sort of plant material fiber and wrapped the food and then swallowed it as such. He says it would make it better. As a matter of halacha, though, the concept of gel caps has a significant lenient ruling if it's needed for pain for medical use and a veggie cap is not available. Again, the leniency that we're working with here is medical. If a person is just taking it as a vitamin, as a gel cap, they should ask a shayla of their rav. But if we're dealing with medically indicated capsules and a vegetarian formula is not easily available, then there is a significant leniency to allow swallowing such gel caps. Extremely helpful on this topic is the Noda B'Yehuda in first volume, Yoredeya Lamed Hey, in which, in general, the Noda B'Yehuda rules that you can't just wrap things and swallow them and assume that they're no problem of kashrus. You can't just wrap non-kosher food and swallow it and just call it a day. But, he describes, if the item is no longer edible, then we would handle it very differently, because not only are you swallowing it, meaning you're not doing it for hana'a benefit and you're not eating it the way normal people eat things, but the thing itself is not in an edible form. That, he says, would be room for leniency. And that's in fact how it's taken by the Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Zayin Simen Kuf Lamed Hei, where he writes that not only is the person swallowing it, so to start off with, we're recognizing that it's not a hana'a-based activity, and it could be that swallowing generally is unusual. It's not the normal way of eating, and it's not classified as eating. But more than that, the gel cap in its current form is not an edible item. You couldn't chew on it and have benefit. It wouldn't be considered a food. And because the item itself is nishtana, is significantly changed from food status, that would be grounds for allowing the swallowing of the gel cap. And that's basically what's relied on by many poskim, that once there's a medical need, one does not have to be concerned that the source of the gel cap is non-kosher animal product, which under normal circumstances we would be very restricted in using. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.